If you have your Bible, turn to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. I want to begin reading this evening and just read two verses here, starting at verse 31. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 31. And the Bible says, "And another parable put he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof." I won't preach on this thought for just a moment tonight, and I'll try not to be too lengthy. On this thought, little is much, and God is in it. Amen? Little is much, and God is in it. As we see this grain of mustard seed that the Lord's talking about here, He said, now this is a parable that He's given them. And He gives them this parable to show them, amen. And I'm glad that God's Word is pretty much self-explanatory, amen. It's not of any private Peter says it's not of any private interpretation. So if God says something somewhere, a prophet or somebody has said it somewhere else, amen. God is the best way to figure out the Word of God is the Word of God. Amen. So we see it, and we see that it's self-interpreted or self-explanatory when you begin to look at it. We realize that this grain of mustard seed is. Now, He's talking about the kingdom of heaven. And if you go back to chapter 13, verse 10, the disciples came and said unto Him, "Why speakest thou unto them in parables?" They said, "Why are you always speaking to them in parables?" And He answered and said to them, Jesus, "Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given." So the reason Jesus is giving these parables is because He gives the parables to those that He knows they're not going to get it anyway, to those that He knows don't want it, and He's giving it to them, praise God, in parables. So we see what's taking place here, and He sees that He says the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed. Now we know that a grain of mustard seed is one of the smallest of seeds. Amen? It's one of the smallest seeds there is. But it grows up into a great tree with branches. Amen? It grows to be a pretty good sized plant. And so we see this as they begin to tell us this, and He explains it to us, because it's self-explanatory in Matthew chapter 17. If you look at Matthew chapter 17 in verse 20, the Bible says this, "And Jesus said unto him, Because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible with you." Amen. Praise God. But what He's saying here, He tells that grain of mustard seed, what He's talking about here is faith. And He says if you've got just a little bit of faith, praise God, God can do big things with a little faith. A little bit of faith, praise God, and God in it, amen, can move mountains. Amen. We need to look tonight and see if the mountains that's in our lives, the things that's in our way, praise God, and just have a little bit of faith that God's able to get them out of the way. God's able to take them out of the way, to remove them, praise God. Cast them in the depths of the sea, praise God. Get them out of our way to be remembered no more. Amen. Amen. That's what He's able to do. So He said today, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. Now the Bible teaches us here that's this field that He's talking about. It is at the world. You see in Matthew 13, verse 38, and the Bible says, "And the field is the world. And the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one." So we see that this the grain of mustard seed, it's that type of faith that we have. It's our faith, and that field is a place. It's the world in which that's sowed. Amen. Well, but you know what? We have to be careful where we sow our seed. Amen. We have to be careful to see, because faith is something that's precious that God has given us. And it's something that shouldn't be wasted. Amen? Amen. You say, "Well, preacher, you were supposed to go out in the world and how his head and compel him to come in." Sure we are. Amen. In faith, believing, God's able to save them. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. That's what we're supposed to do. But we need to be careful where we're sowing our seed. Amen. These places that seed won't take. Hello? There's places, let me say it again, there's places where you sow seed, you're wasting your seed. Amen. Because it won't sow. You say, well, but preacher will, because the Bible said the word won't go out void. No, it won't. But I want to say most of the places, if we go to places, sometimes we ain't careful. We say, well, I'm going to sow my seed there, but praise God, the soil ain't ready to receive the seed. Amen. You can't just go sowing seed everywhere expecting it to take root. Amen. You say, well, what about it? He said, Jesus told him in chapter 17, he said, there's got to be a preparation made. He said, these come out only by prayer and fasting in verse 21 of the chapter 17. Amen. You can't go out and sow your seed, praise God, if you ain't prepared to sow. Amen. I noticed Brother Don, I'll use him as an example. I noticed Brother Don and tilled it up, he plowed up his garden. And I'll be honest with you, Brother Don, I looked at that thing and I said, oh my goodness, he's got a lot of red clay and it was really wet when he plowed it. I mean, it looked bad. It did. I thought, man, he'll never get them clods busted up. But you know what? Somebody done a miracle down there. God done a miracle down there in his garden. Amen. Somebody come along with something, man, and it filled that up, beat that up, praise God. And I noticed he laid him out some lines, laid him out some roses, got him some cabbages planted out there. Amen. So what are you saying? I'm saying, praise God, he made some preparation. Amen. He knew what he had a plan and he began to prepare to lay it out, praise God, so that he could benefit and reap the benefits. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. See, that's what we got to do. Take our little bit of faith and lay it out where we can reap the benefits, where somebody else can reap the benefits of what we're sowing. I guess what I'm trying to say is tonight, we can't take it nonchalantly just expect it to happen. Amen. I told the fellas down the prayer room a while ago, if you expect to have a Holy Ghost revival stir in your heart, praise God, you've got to be willing to put a little bit of something into it. Yeah. Amen. You can't get a whole lot of something if you don't put something into it. Yeah. Amen. You got to go out there, like Brother Donnie's got to go out there and dig and scratch and hoe and water and plant and fertilize and weed, praise God, in order to get something out of it. Yeah. Amen. You got to take that little faith, praise God, and we put it to work. For the glory of God. Amen. Put it to work. But this man took his faith and he planted it. And it says basically he's placing it in the world. And not only in the world, but in the world system. If we ain't careful, we get caught up in the world system. And what is center, we just get going along with the flow. Amen. But the Bible says that we're supposed to take our faith and come out from among them and be separate. Be a little bit different. Be a little bit unique to what the world is. Amen. So that's why we got to be careful where we're sowing a seed. We've got to be careful how we're preparing, praise God, to do that we do for the glory of God. Amen. Because little is much, and God is in it. Amen. He's able to do wonderful things with just a little bit if we just look to Him. But we take a lot of times and we'll take it and we'll plant and we'll sow in the world, into the world system, because we're hoping that in a little while, praise God, that we can make things just a little bit better and a little bit better farther on. Amen? We do that one life at a time. But you know that the Bible said this old world waxed worse and worse and in the end. Amen? It don't look like it's going to get much better. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13, he said, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Amen. So what do we got to look for? We got to look forward to things just waxing worse and worse. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. Amen. Deceiving and being deceived. Some people like to be deceived. Amen. We're living in a world where people just like to go along with the flow and they don't want to ask any questions because they don't want to hear the answers. Amen. They don't want to hear the answers because people all the time, well, what do you think about this? Well, they don't really want to know because it's going to affect the way they live and they're going to have to make a decision. They're going to have to make a choice. That's why they're such a falling away in the house of God today, because the preachers is trying to stand up, trying to preach the truth, trying to deliver the mail, and they're getting mad at the mailman, and they're going to the house. Amen. 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 That's what's happening because they don't want to believe, they don't want to receive, and they don't want to get to a place where God can help them. Amen. I believe we'll just ask God to forgive us of our sins, praise God, make things right and go on for the glory of God. But men can't solve our problems. Amen. We put our faith in man and mankind, amen, we're going to be let down. Amen. I think what's happening in the world today, there's so many people, they put our confidence in somebody and they get disappointed. Amen. Amen. You put your confidence in all your confidence in me, you're going to be disappointed for long. Amen. If I put my confidence in you, I'm going to be disappointed before long. Amen. We're going to do our very best. Amen. But we can't do what God can. Amen. We need to put our confidence, our faith in God, praise God, and help each other along. Amen. That's the way this thing's designed to be. And he said, when we take my little faith and take your little faith and we put them together, praise God, and we get a bigger faith.
Amen.
Amen. Get to be able to move more mountains. Amen. Praise the Lord. Move those things out of our way. But we think man can solve all our problems. We think man can... they had a thing on there today how man was going to solve poverty. They're going to fix it up where there wouldn't be no poor people. Amen. We had a president tried that. And his idea was just take everybody and make everybody poor. Amen. And then we wouldn't have no poor people because we'd all be poor people. Amen. But poverty's always going to be around. Jesus said that the poor you'll always have with you. Matthew chapter 16, verse 11. He said, now, the poor you'll always have with you. Amen. And he also says over in John chapter 12 and verse 8, he said, poverty, poor, he said, you'll always have with you. I won't take time to read these for the sake of time, but that's what he says. The poor we'll always have with us. So man ain't going to solve the problem of poverty. Man, we can help our neighbor. We can help those around, take our little faith, the little we have, and we can share it. And we ought to if we can. Amen. But we're not going to solve the problem of the big problem of poverty. And man thinks they can solve the problem of war and violence. God's not going to, men are not going to be able to solve the problem of war and violence. Wars and violence, they're coming. The Arabs are a warring people. They're descendants of Ishmael. God said they'd always be fighting. He said, they're warring people. Ishmael was born, said he's going to be a mighty man. He's going to be a warring people. And that's what they do. That's all they know. Amen. You're not going to change them. That's who they are. Amen. But Lord tells us in Matthew 13, well, let me just look at that one right quick. Matthew 13, verse 7 and 8. Matthew 13, 7 and 8. And Jesus is talking here. And he says, and when ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, be ye not troubled, for such things must needs be, but the end shall not be yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in diverse places, and there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginning of sorrows. So the Lord tells us here, he said, listen, said, you're not going to do away with poverty. Man's not going to get rid of warring. Man's not going to take away violence. That's just what it is. Amen. Mankind cannot do that. We don't have the ability to take away all this stuff. But God does. Amen. When we take that little seed, praise God, we plant it in good ground because God's big enough. Amen. Little as much. When God is in it, and little as much, and God is in it, when we have our faith, trusting in the Lord. Man can't solve all these problems. This man could take his grain of mustard seed, he could sow it in the world, and he could hope to usher in some kind of super spiritual kingdom. Amen? He's going to do it in place of the Lord Jesus Christ, but it ain't going to happen. He's casting his seed into the wrong soil. Amen. If we're going to ever prosper for the Lord, we got to cast our seed into the proper soil. We got to cast our seed in that we pray about and seek God's face about and see if God wants us to do it and God wants us to move and God's going to help us, and we take it, apply that, praise God, in a big way. I'm glad when you pray and you seek God's face, you seek guidance, you seek to be in His will, then you can go along, praise God, and God will bring people along your path and allow you to witness to them. You know what you're doing through that little faith? You're sowing that seed. Amen. You're doing the will of God. You're in the place God have you to be, and the soil can be fertile, it can be rich, and it can be ready to receive the seed. Amen. Because if not, you're just casting it out into the world. You're casting it out into those old fields that's not ready. He said it's like casting it to the birds. Amen. Amen. It's like the birds are those that shows up, praise God, and they represent that bad stuff. Amen. They represent the demons and the ungodliness that's in this world. And they come along and they'll scarf up the good things of a child of God if we ain't careful. They'll come right into where you're at. They'll infiltrate, praise God, where that little faith is, where that little thing, that's something that's trying to grow and God's trying to manifest. Praise God for His glory. If we ain't careful, those old fowls will come in and they'll try to eat up and they'll try to destroy everything that God's trying to give us. Amen. They'll come and they'll roost up in the tree. Amen. Squawk and make a racket. Now those the birds always represent sin in the Bible. If you go back and look at chapter 13, verse 4, he said, "When he had sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them." It's speaking of sin. Amen. And he said, sin comes along and it tries to devour and destroy that good thing that God's trying to do. That's why I said, praise God, if you won't have a meeting, if you won't have a revival, we need to pray and seek God's face, amen, that God will keep the foul out of it, praise God. That God will keep the wicked and the deceived out of it, praise God. And He'll bring those that need to be here, and they'll be ready to receive the goodness of God. And the Word of God will reach out and touch their hearts that they might be saved. Glory be to God for His glory. But these fowls represent these devils and these demons. You see that in Matthew 13 and 4, those birds that represent the sin. You see it in 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. In verse 1 and 2. 1 Timothy 4 and 1 and 2. He said, "Now the Spirit expressly speaketh that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron." Amen. He said, that's what's coming. If we ain't careful, we don't keep our eyes open. He said, it'll be doctrines of devils. And if we ain't careful, they'll infiltrate the church. Amen. That's what the devil's trying to do today. He's trying to infiltrate the church. He's trying to come in. He's trying to take over. Amen. And I believe he's being very successful in some places. Amen. There's no standard no more. Amen. Amen. People come in just all which away. And we got to be careful. Okay? Well, you come as you are. Amen. I believe there's a decency in the house of God. Amen. You come, praise God, you come decent and in order to the house of God. You respect the place for what it is. Amen. I'm afraid we're getting to the time that we're letting our guard down. We're saying, well, you come as you are, and they're coming in, they're taking over. Amen. 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 Praise God, that's what's happening. If we ain't careful, we just end up with a great big social party. A social gospel, if you will. God never intended it to be a social gospel. He intended it for it to be a place of fellowship, amen, with ourselves and with God. Where we bring our little faith, praise God, and God's in it. He begins to make our faith big, praise God, like He is.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I was thinking about that as I was over there today, them folks out there in that nursing home. Amen. And that some of them have been there pretty, Miss Charlotte's been there ever since I've been there. Been coming and she, praise God, but their faith, they just keep their faith, and one of the fellas that's over there now, he's a retired pastor. But he's got faith, praise God. He still weeps and cries and magnifies the Lord. And I told him this, I believe as you get older, praise God, you see the more the need for your faith to be strong. stronger than it ever was before. Amen. Like Brother John Fry said, praise God, he figured out why they called it the golden years. When you get older, and they said it takes all your money to keep the doctors paid. Amen. All your gold. Amen. Keep the doctors happy. But he said in those golden years, praise God, that's when we need. We don't need a social gospel. We need Lord Jesus Christ manifesting Himself in us. But see, that's the method of Satan to come in and infiltrate. That's what he's talking about here. He's talking about this man, he sowed his seed. He took that little bit of faith and sowed it, and we'd come up. Praise God, the fowls of the air lighted in the branches. Amen. You get one over here and one over here and one up here and one down here, and they start squawking at each other. Amen. Sound familiar? Next thing you know, they've disrupted everything that needs to be going on. Now, I said it needs to be going on. Amen. With something that's not necessary at the house of God. So that's what the devil does. Look at 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. He said, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many, now watch this, and many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evilly spoken of. Amen. So what happens? They get to a place that they are trying to tell them the truth, and they don't want to hear it. They turn it around and make it a lie. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. So he said they come in, praise God, and they begin to make merchandise of you. They come in just to get what they can get. They can take and destroy, tear up and discourage, and then they'll kind of like that's kind of like what wolves do. Amen. They come in and they seek to devour the sheep. Amen. And the only thing you can do, you can't, like Brother Bill said, don't go throwing rocks at the wolves, because if you ain't careful, you'll hurt two or three good sheep while you're trying to get rid of a wolf. Amen. Just what the best thing you can do to get rid of wolves, praise God, is just start pouring out the sheep food. Amen. Pour out sheep food, praise God. The blood of Lord Jesus Christ, Him crucified, risen again, praise God. That don't set real well with sheep, with wolves. That don't fit into their diet. Amen. Praise God. So, well, they'll either have to get in, and praise God, and partake of it and get saved, or they'll have to get out. Amen. Amen. I think what's happening, I believe some folks have come and went, praise God, because they were really wolves to begin with. Amen. They come in, try to be in sheep's clothing, but the Word will find them out. Amen. Don't take long, praise God. You look around and you can't find them with a search warrant. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because they got too much, they got around that sheep food and said it couldn't digest it. Didn't work well with their system. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. So they realize they need something else. So what we don't need is a social gospel. Come in and just have some sort of a fellowship and a party and a riotous type deal going on in the church house. We need a place where we come worship God in spirit and truth. Amen. Seeking those mighty things that God has for us. Amen. Amen. The proper attitude that we have, praise God, in the day that we live. The proper attitude is nonconformity. Not being conformed to the world. Amen. Not casting our seeds into the world. Amen. But casting our seeds, praise God, in that that good fertile ground. That soil that's been worked really good. Amen. So that you can expect a harvest. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know what we need? We need some more folks. We need some more folks praying for the harvest. Amen. Praying that the ground will be fertile, and God will give the increase. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's where we've let down. Mamas and daddies, mamas and papas, used to mamas and papas, praise God. They'd pray and they'd pray and they'd pray. But you know, we're living a day and an hour. Now listen to me, you know I'm telling the truth. We don't have time to pray. Amen. We don't have time. We don't take time to pray. And then we wonder why everything around us is all to pieces. Wonder why our children, our loved ones, our houses, our homes, our places, our churches is all to pieces. Because we don't take time to pray. We don't have no soil to plant in. Amen. If Brother Don had just went out there when all them big old clods is out there, and he had just went out there and went to sowing seed, you reckon what he'd have had? Come next fall, what would he have had? Probably nothing. Maybe a little old stray thing here or there. But I want to say, a lot of weeds. But I believe what's happening in the world today, that's what we're having. We're sowing and we're reaping nothing. Because we're not sowing in the fertile floor. Because we don't have enough faith to pray and ask God to give the increase. Amen. Am I preaching to the choir tonight? Amen. Help God. A little bit of faith, pray God. And when we get, we realize that's all it takes for God to work. Just a little bit of faith, believing that He's able to do mighty and wonderful things for me and you. Bring us out of this thing in an attitude of not being non-conforming to the world, but transformed. He said Romans 12 and 1 and 2, being transformed by the renewing of our minds. Amen. Brought out of that. Glory to God. Amen. Romans 12, 1 and 2 said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Amen. Get a hold of God. Talk to Him like we're alive. Like we're well. Amen. Holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. Put our mind into it. Meditate upon God. Amen. Think about how good God's been. Think about what God wants to do. Let me give you a news flash. Jesus came to seek and to save that was lost. Amen. How many of you have lost family members? Just be honest. Amen. Well, Jesus came to seek and to save those. That's what He came for. Amen. And it's our responsibility to take our little bit of faith and beseech God, amen, on their behalf. Lifting them up to God every day without ceasing. Lord, please save them by your marvelous grace. A little bit of faith, pray God, in the hands of a mighty God is a great big thing. Amen. And before you know it, praise God, God will start knocking on their heart's door. Amen. They'll start knocking. And most of our people have been around this country enough. They've heard preaching enough. They'll know what they need to do. Just open the door and let Him in. Amen. But praise God, the reason he ain't knocking hard enough, praise God, because we ain't praying enough. Need to pray without ceasing. Amen. Get a mindset that we're going to just magnify God. Get a hold of God on their behalf. Praise God. Amen. Look at Galatians chapter 1, verse 35. Galatians 1 and 35, 1, 3 through 5. Galatians 1, 3 through 5. He said, grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for our sins that He might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So what He's doing, He's praising for what God has already promised and He's going to do. He's going to deliver them, praise God, through that little bit of faith, me and you, praise God, what we have. You say, well, preacher, I ain't got much faith. Praise God, if you've got a little bit of faith, it's enough. Amen. Let God magnify that, praise God, through Himself, that they might be saved, that He might deliver us from this present evil world. Bring us out of it. Bring them out of it. Praise God. Victory for them, it's lost. Our family members, our loved ones, the people in our neighborhood that need the Lord Jesus Christ. I've been praying for my neighbor. I got a fellow that he just don't have nothing to do with God. He believes there's many ways to get to heaven. These everything's just going to be okay. One day he's just going to float out of here. He said, there's a whole lot of different ways. I said, there's only one way. The Lord Jesus. Amen. Death, burial, and His resurrection. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and life. Either He's the way or He's a liar. I want to say Jesus is not. He's absolute truth, absolutely. Amen. Amen. He's that way, praise God. He's that peace, that hope. And he said, when we take a little bit of faith, a little faith with God in it, and God begins to do all these things for, that we can't do. Hey, man, God can fix the poverty world. God can fix the war-torn nations of the world. God can fix the violence that's overshadowing our young'uns. The devil's just devouring our young'uns. He's reaching out, praise God, and through the internet and through these violent video games, he's destroying our youth. Amen? You hear what I'm saying? You parents, you better pay attention to what your children are watching in their bedroom. Amen. If they have computers, they need to be in the family room with the family watching, praise God, see what's going on. Amen. Because they got things that pop up on there that you can't control. Amen. Amen. They're flashing up. That's just, the devil's putting it out there. Right in their little faces, flashing it right in their little faces. And if we ain't careful, we'll use that stinking thing for a babysitter, and we'll put it in her face, put it in her head, amen, and it'll destroy their life before they're 6 years old. Amen. We better be careful. Better be careful. Better have that thing locked out, praise God, to where they can't get nothing on it that would mess their mind up. Amen. Praise God, get some, if you want to do something, get them some Jesus videos or something, praise God, where they can, the little Bible stories from the book, the Word of God, amen, where they can watch those so that their little mind won't be corrupt. Because the devil's trying to sow this discontent, the devil's trying to sow this deception, and and our young'uns is taking it, they're just taking it in, amen, all these megabytes at a time. Into their little old minds. And then we wonder why our children are doing what our children are doing. Amen. It's the devil. Amen. It's the devil. You know, the old preachers used to, they preached about them old television sets. And I'm starting to look back now, sir, they were probably right. Probably been better if we had never had one. Amen. Amen. I had a funeral for a fellow this past Friday. Him and his wife lived up on the mountain in Rims Creek, way up on the mountain. And you know what? They never had a television set. Never had a television set. You know what they did in their spare time? They read their Bible. Amen. They read their Bible together. They read their Bible. They talked about the Bible. They talked about the Word of God. Every night. They studied. They read it. They talked about it. He said, I'd ask her, she said, she'd really get deep in that thing. He said, and I'd ask her questions. Amen? I'd ask her questions about that blessed old book. We'd been better off, praise God, if we didn't have stuff in our face all the time. Amen? Amen. Amen. We need to have, if we're going to use Facebook, it ought to be your face in the book. Amen. It'd help us. It'd help our hearts. It'd help our mind, our attitude, and maybe we'd get enough God in us that we could pray for our children. Amen. Pray for our families, our friends, our loved ones who are lost and undone without God. Jesus said, I want to show you the mystery of the kingdom. Amen. It's like this grain of mustard seed, but he said the devil tries to infiltrate it. But he said, what you got to do is you got to pray, take a little bit of faith, let God be in it, and he'll keep out the devil. Amen. Amen. Just make yourself available. Pray without ceasing. And seek the face of God. Amen. And God will take us and He'll use us. Prayer. We can't fix these things that's in the world. It's going bad. It's going wrong. But praise God, we can fix ourselves one person at a time. Amen. We can manifest ourselves to the world. Praise God. Planting that good seed in that good soil. Praise God. And looking for God to give the increase. If you do that today, God will begin to bless you. Amen. Ain't no tell what God. I know what God wants to do. Amen. I know what He wants to do, but it's what we want Him to do and what we're willing to ask Him to do and let Him help us to do, amen, for His glory. We need the power of God. It's what we need in these last days. We need that sweet Spirit of God to mind as we're minding Him to help us, praise God, in His Word to move on for God's glory, praise God. So it's like I preached this morning, so we don't get bogged down. We don't get caught in situations, but we keep pressing on. Amen. Looking to God, the author and the finisher of our faith, to help us to finish well the race that we're running. Amen. Praise God. I tell you what, I'm looking for great, mighty things ahead. I'm going to take my little bit of faith. My little bit of faith. Does your faith ever get weak? Huh? You begin to wonder, well, God? Lord? Huh? Yeah. It happens. But you know what? We take that little bit of faith and you say, you know what? My faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I know that God is in that. And before long, that little bit of faith, it becomes a bigger faith. And you begin to believe. And I believe, I'm honest, I believe as you get older, your faith gets bigger. But you know what? That's pretty much biblical. As we stay with God, our faith grows. Through the things He brings us through and the help that He gives us and the knowledge that we gain. And our faith just gets bigger. You say, well, preacher, well, faith is faith. Yeah, but I believe it grows as God grows us. And we get to where we trust Him more. Amen. Day by day. Amen. And when we begin to do that, praise God, we're about to get to the place where God can really use us for His glory.